pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
An hour is live, a great first hour. We appreciate you being here, and more of your phone calls straight ahead. We had Nicole Auerbach in the first hour talking primarily about the women's Final Four and what you saw on Monday night with Caitlin Clark and LSU. Let's check in with Gary next in Tennessee. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Give me your take on who you think will be our new women's basketball coach for University of Tennessee.
You know, Gary, I've heard a lot of names. I don't claim to have any inside information. I probably know what you know in reading the news reports.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, it's been about 2 weeks ago, you had a caller call in and kind of expressed his disappointment.
Right.
With where Tennessee women were going and what they've been doing. And at that point, I thought you agreed with them. And then I saw you last week saying that you thought that they'd let Kelly go too soon.
Well, I agreed that I thought the program needed to get better. But there's a big jump between saying that and making a change like this. Ultimately, Gary, I don't think we know how good of a decision this was until we see the replacement. And I understand the frustration. I'm well aware of the past history of Tennessee basketball, but I also think it's a dangerous move unless you have somebody who is better, and that I think will be difficult. It's not impossible, but until we know where they're going, who would you like to see be the next coach?
Well, I think that NC State fellow up there would be a good candidate.
Right. Well, I mean, I understand that. Certainly, most coaches who are hot end up making moves. I mean, we've seen that before. Well, thank you, Gary. We'll keep. I mean, that could be one theory, because I thought Monday when I read the news they would have a replacement in very quickly, but considering the NC State coach has a game Friday night, maybe that's what's holding everything up. Brad is next in Macon. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Paul. Hope y'all doing well today, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, if Dominic pulls this upset, he might have a future job in as a politician.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've never heard of going to the NBA for support.
I'm telling you, he's pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about Joe, because Joe used to be more of a scrapper, but he's become a peaceful, easy feeling man lately. He's
hey,
gone woke on us.
I just saw run across the board there that Justin Thomas fired Bones.
Oh, really?
Right,
I didn't
one
know
week
that.
That's
a big deal.
Right, big deal. Right, 1 week before the Masters. I mean, come on, that's pretty. That's shady right there. I don't know how he's going to do now.
Well, yeah, Bones is famous. Wasn't he Mickelson's caddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was.
Bones. But I'll tell you this about caddies. I've been around that group a lot. Sometimes the caddies think that they know everything, and it could have. I don't know what happened, but and by the way, Justin Thomas he can find a caddy for Augusta. That's a place where local knowledge really matters.
Yeah, they got him there, Paul. Hey, Paul, the reason I called was this. You know, the draft's coming up in 3 weeks. And everybody's going back and forth. But I'm looking at Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels, and here's what I see.
Okay.
Caleb Williams comes from a conference, the Big 12, that played no defense. He transfers out to the Pac-12, which is almost as bad. He's 4-7 against top 25 teams. You got Jaden Daniels, who played Pac-12, transferred into the SEC. – where he has a winning record against top 25 teams. And he can make every throw that Caleb Williams can make, and they're both Heisman Trophy candidates. So if I'm the GM for the Chicago Bears, I'm taking Jaden Daniels, Mr. Paul.
I understand that, and I've heard other people make that argument, and quite frankly, I wouldn't agree, but I've heard the argument being made. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's check in with Mike in Michigan. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum. How are we doing today,
sir? We are doing great. Thank you for checking in.
Thank you. I am unofficially representing Handsome Joe.
Glad to hear
it. In this bracket rigging incident. I am a Michigan Wolverine. I know well of Mr. Chase Winovich, and he's an outstanding young man.
Mm.
But I don't think we can go through another one of these situations where Handsome Joe clearly should be declared the winner, and there must be some type of AI or, as I like to say, shenanigans involved in this situation.
Yeah, there's already an investigation underway, which I am conducting while we do this show.
Thank you, sir. I have full confidence in you and your
we're pretty close to declaring Joe the winner. What do you think, Randy? Not yet. We want to make sure Dominic's out of school yet. I tell you who we need to go to. We need an independent arbiter. What do they call that? Like in court, a master. You appoint a master to try to a special master. I'm sorry. So I am going to appoint a special master. Most often those are in civil cases. So my special master is going to be Larry from Shelby.
What up? Hey, man. What about it, Randy? What up? Let's get this thing going, boy. Let's get this party started. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I see you thing there. Joe, hey, let me tell you, he ain't handsome, but he's a good caller. I'll tell you that. Ain't nothing handsome about that guy, but he's a good caller. I've met him. And, you know, when you meet people, you see a different life.
Well, let me tell you this, Larry. I've met Handsome Joe, and I've met Dominic.
Yeah. You've had the pleasure of meeting Dominic. Well, he's a good little fellow.
I have met Handsome Joe, and I've met Dominic. And anything I say now will incriminate me.
I got you. I know this. AJ, listen, brother, you doing your impersonation. Listen, you got a coach that's doing the best impersonation of anybody. He's impersonating a coach. I'm telling you.
What a shot.
Hey, Paul Feinbaum, see me over there. Who am I again?
Larry's got, you got a pretty tough one, Larry. I'm trying to remember who. Oh, you're up against I-Man.
Pretty tough. That freak. Super freak. Hey, that man ain't nothing. Slap, bap, bam. Hey, I'll knock him down and knock him naked and hide his damn clothes. So, anyway, but knowing that I've been appointed a master has me feeling good today. I might hit a few Bud Lights on it. Because I feel good that I can be appointed something on this show. And I know you're talking about golf, Feinbaum, and you keep getting away from the fact that me and Rich whipped y'all's ass in golf.
You're talking about the match that you and Rich had a couple years ago. Who are you? John Hayes and who else? And Dan Z.
Dan
I don't remember whether it was John Hayes or Dan Z. Who told me that they won the golf match?
That's a blatant lie.
It's not a lie. They said that you won. They won because you Larry, cheated.
I don't never cheated in my life and got caught. never.
I think it was Dan Z who said you flat out stole the match by cheating.
No, I made a 26-foot putt, and they sitting there with their mouth open, jaws dropped when it went. It went in the cup, Jack. Dang.
Larry, you just need to be thankful that it wasn't me you were playing against.
If before I get out of this world, listen here, my one wish that I, Larry A, could get me and Joe or anybody, Joe would be my best bet, against y'all in golf or somebody that can play golf, legend. He can play golf. I bet you can't.
Larry, I have not played golf in 5 or 6 years. I could walk out there today and smoke you.
Hey, I'm going to spank them doors, brother.
Larry, you would, I would let you off easy because I'm not a malicious person. I might even give you a stroke, a couple of strokes.
You know what? I'll give you a couple of knuckle sandwiches. You ain't got no chance, Paul.
Okay, Larry. You name the course. We can play any course you want.
On Highway 280. Okay. There's one. I'll find out. Then I'll forget. But it's got three different courses.
Oh,
and I'll let you.
You talking about like near Sylacauga?
Yeah,
I've been. I can't. I do not remember that. I've actually played out there back in the day. They were one of our sponsors.
Yeah, well, you won't. Listen, you can't even play then, much less
Larry,
play golf.
Larry, you would be begging for mercy by the end of this match.
You keep one eye open. That's how you are. Listen,
Randy will be. Do you play golf?
Yeah.
Okay, Randy will be my teammate.
I get Handsome Joe or Legend or somebody.
I guarantee Legend will not play.
I'd beat him in the head with the club. I mean, you know what?
Now I tell you what I'm going to do, Larry. I'm going to get the hilliest course. No, Larry, listen to me. I'm going to find the hilliest course in the South, and we're going to walk.
Yeah. I do it.
We're going to walk in on the hottest day of the year.
I don't.
And there's going to be a beer carton on every hole.
Hey, let me tell you something, brother. I'm serious now.
We won't even get to the third hole.
Me and Rich holds the title for the Paul Feinbaum Show. No matter what you say, the scorecard read it. We won.
Well, you didn't play the guy that you were. You played a couple of interlopers.
Look, Paul, you just don't want to get up on this golf now.
Randy,
you
ready?
I don't want to embarrass you. I'm serious. You'd be so embarrassed.
Randy, hey, Larry, are you capable of walking? I don't think we should play with carts.
I tell you what, just throw that arm on the table, boom, and I'll drop you like a rock. Bam! Look at that. What up? Hey, thank you for naming me the master. At least it wasn't a baiter. Okay.
Right. We'll be right back. More after this.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and AC is up next.
Mr. Feinbaum, how are you doing, sir? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Absolutely. No, it wasn't the background noise. But anyway, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, let me ask you a question. So do you think now college basketball is going to be more watchable after what happened last season and the rivalry just heated up this season? Do you think it's going to be more popularity and it's going to beat out NCAA men's basketball? What do you think about that, Mr. Feinbaum?
I mean, I think the sport has never been more popular. Whether it beats out the men is a peculiar question, because the women's game will be on the afternoon, the men's game is at night. I think it's possible the men's game will ultimately have more viewers.
Good answer. Now let me ask you a question. Preferably, which one would you rather watch after what happened between Reese and Caitlin Clark? Would you prefer more women's basketball or men's basketball? Because right now I'm putting in a tough spot, Mr. Feinbaum. You know I love you, man. Holla.
Well, I'll probably watch both is my answer to you. Thank you for the call. Donna is up next. Hey, Donna.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. I have a question for you. What do you feel about them firing alumni Kelly Harper at Tennessee?
Well, I mean, I think when you hire somebody who's an alumna, you have to be willing to get rid of them. Otherwise, you're doing a disservice. I think the ultimate question is, was it the right time? And you don't know that answer until you get the replacement. I think it's certainly questionable. She had done a good job. She had not taken the program to a Final Four, which we all know, but she was building a team and was coming very close. She came closer to beating South Carolina this year than anybody else in the country. So, I think that's indicative of a good program.
I don't think it was quite fair. They seemed to holler at Tennessee, alumni, 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 this and that, this and that, and then they let her go.
Well, I mean, the previous coach was also an alum,
yes,
and I felt that was the right decision to make at the time. It just felt like the program had run out of gas. I didn't feel the same way about this program. I felt, and a lot of what I'm telling you is based on people who go to every game, not me, because I don't live there. But they really liked her a lot, and that's why you're hearing so many. We've had more calls this week on the Tennessee firing of Kelly Harper than the men's basketball program, which came within a couple of shots of the Final Four.
Well, I appreciate your comment on it, and I feel the same way, sir.
Thank you
very much.
I'm glad you called in. You take care of yourself. G is up next in Atlanta. Hello, G.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today, brother?
We're doing great. Thank you, G.
Hey, I'm calling for that caller that clown that called in yesterday talking about Dabo Swinney,
yeah,
and talking about what they're going to do to Georgia in the first game of the year. Do he know what Clemson has done in the last 3 years as a team, as a program? I mean, that's just like comparing chicken salad to chicken shit. I mean, Dabo is not a good coach anymore, and the team is not good anymore. And Georgia will smoke them, and I'm telling you, Paul, whoever that fool was that called in yesterday and talking that crap to you, tell him to go to the ACC network. We don't want to hear that stuff on here. Have a good day, Paul.
Thank you, G. And he was a fool. I agree with you on that. Thank you very, very much. The problem is if he goes over to the ACC network, Burke is up next in Chicago. Hello, Burke.
Good to talk to you, Paul. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Simple question. Ryan Day has now again been given the keys now to a 6-series McLaren. If it's no championship, what is his success? And with the new president, that he would stay around longer.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's a really serious debate who has the best team, Georgia or Ohio State, but they both have enormous talent. I think at some point Ryan Day will have to be looked at. I thought the way he handled Michigan the last 3 years was pretty woeful, but he certainly deserves the right to give it one more shot.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. Didn't mean to stump the band there. George is in Louisiana. Hello, George. Go right ahead.
Hey, George. Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, bro. Look,
Thank you.
Just calling in about your caller bracket. I think that if Dominic is not out of school yet, I think it's kind of unfair that you're appointing a special master, especially Larry, because I'm going to tell you what, Larry is either drunk or he's just stupid, but I think it's probably both. But I don't think that you could have a special master who can't pass a breathalyzer test. So I think if I'm going to go ahead and appoint myself as Dominic's representative, I'll take a dollar out of my wallet and stick it in my pocket, and he's hired me as his representative. That's how we do things in Louisiana. We know about elections in Louisiana. We had a government that ran the state from federal prison, so we know how to handle it.
Yeah, I remember that.
But
that
anyway,
was really pretty funny.
I think that once Dominic's out of school, you know, then we can talk about a special master. I don't think it's fair.
You know, George, I think Governor Edwards ran the state better from prison than some of the guys who followed him.
Oh, he was great. He was great. I think he was working on he got the deficit down. We had money. We had oil and gas drilling. I mean, he did a great job, but he told everybody going in, if you elect me, I'm going to prison, but I'll do a good job. So Edwin Edwards is my hero.
He was one of the greatest characters of all time. I agree with you. I mean, for one state to have Huey Long and Eddie Edwards is pretty amazing. Vance is up next in Georgia. Hey, Vance.
Hey, Paul. I really enjoyed that last call.
He was good.
Yeah, he was. He's entertaining. And I'm going to have to concur about Dominic. He's been very refreshing on the show. I've enjoyed him. Paul, I wanted to make a declaration, seeing as I've said that I'm not much of a basketball man. I had thoroughly enjoyed watching these girls play basketball. That has been very entertaining. And the other thing is, I hate to do this because – well, he can try, but he'll never imitate me because I got the worst, longest southern drawl of any human that's ever lived. But prior to AJ running into this on-givings with John, his calls made no sense. They were terrible. And now, yesterday, he called up not imitating John, and the call was terrible again. Have you noticed that?
You know, we call that, Vance, we call that a one-trick pony.
I mean, I hate to say that about the man, but that's really the only thing I've ever heard him do worth a damn. But, you know, he's still in the running, and that's great. I think it's wonderful. And
Vance, thank you for the call. We head to the break. We have more guests, country music icon in the next hour, Graham Mertz, the Florida starting quarterback, in the final hour. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
So welcome back. Ever since the beginning of the show, when we talked about the Elite Eight, we've had the number of calls, tweets, controversy over Dominic from Pittsburgh. Apparently, school is now out up in Pennsylvania, and Dominic is here.
What is up, my brother Paul?
Dominic.
How are you doing?
Yeah, great, Dominic. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, sorry I haven't called for a while, but I'm on spring break.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, guess where I am.
Where?
The beach, baby.
Which beach is that?
Do you know where Myrtle Beach is?
I sure do.
The Redneck Riviera? Yeah, we're right there.
You're down in Myrtle, huh?
Woo! Yeah, and so I talked to you about the Bama Final Four game, but what are you thinking about the Wolfpack and the Boilermakers?
Color me boiler.
Yeah, I think Edie is big and good, but super soft. What do you think, Dominic?
By the way, I know you've been busy at the beach. You may not have heard. You've been the subject of a lot of controversy here today. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I heard. I don't have any artificial intelligence voting for me. I've just been a lot popular from the Berg, and a lot of people.
Hey, Dominic, who is Chase Winovich, and why is he campaigning for you?
Well, like I told you, my dad's a high school football coach, and he coached Winovich, and we're really good friends with him.
Okay, well, he went on social media trying to help you out.
Yeah, well, that's really nice of him.
Yeah, well, you've been accused of trying to buy votes.
I don't buy votes, Paul. I just know a bunch of people.
Okay. Good answer.
Thanks. And I think Burns is going to go to work and push Edie around and score a lot, don't you think?
I'm hoping. Haven't seen too many people do it.
Yeah, and I'm mostly hoping to see an NC State versus Crimson Tide in the championship. Who would you like to see in this year's Natty?
Well, I'd like to see Alabama win it all. Roll Tide, baby.
Yes, sir. And as always, roll damn Tide, Paul. See you later, buddy.
Dominic on spring break in Myrtle. What do you read into that? Sounds good to me. It's spring break down here, too, and we're here. No spring break.
Bringing it to the people.
Why don't we just, we're not that far from Myrtle, are we?
No.
We pop on down there and see what the Dominic clan is doing. Let's check out Matt in San Antonio.
How you doing, Paul Feinbaum?
Matt.
I want to give you guys some good news about something before I talk about on the show I want to talk about.
Sure.
I'm on some fixed income based apartments list.
Right.
As soon as I get a job, I'm going to call them and try to see where I qualify for how much I can qualify with an apartment.
That's great.
I wanted you to know, Paul, as well. And I want to talk about...
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Those sorry Longhorn team that everybody keeps on talking about, they're in love with, that basically they think they're going to win the SEC. Paul, who was the number one team last year?
In the SEC?
Yes.
Who's
the number one team?
Alabama won
Georgia.
Alabama won the SEC championship game.
Yeah, but Georgia's still number one team, and Texas fans are losing on San Francisco's Riders. Georgia's going to smack them in the mouth real hard, make them realize they're not going to win the SEC their first year. Okay, they won it in the weak Big 12 conference, and I was better teams. Me and you both know the Big 12, before Texas Oklahoma left, sucked. You only had a couple good teams in that conference, plain and simple. So I don't get this whole delusional crap. But you know one thing that's been delightful for me today? No Jim from Tuscaloosa. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I think Jim is severely schizophrenic, Paul, bipolar. What do you think?
Well, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I'll defer to
someone
like you.
Well, he needs to go see one, put him in a straitjacket like I Man said. He needs to stay off the show. Go work for Fox News for political crap. Because he acts like he's the future when he's homophobic, racist. He demeans women on this show. If it's not about politics, religion, he wants to come in and bash people. I'm sorry, that guy, get a life, man. Don't call him no more. We all don't like you anyway. But I wanted to tell you, I'm going to get to a fixed income-based apartment on their waiting list.
Okay.
As soon as I get a job, they're going to see what I qualify for. And, hey, man, come to San Antonio. We can have some Blue Hawaiians, including my TC brother. You know, Miss Teddy drink you on each table.
Matt, well, I'm really glad to hear the news about hopefully getting a new place. Well, you take care of yourself and be well. Let's move along here and talk to Josh, who is up next. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Paul. How's it going today?
Very well. Thank you.
Love the show as always, and glad to hear a little bit of good news from Matt. I hope he's doing well, and I agree with that other caller. Dominique is refreshing on the show, and I wish I was in Myrtle Beach myself. I wanted to get your thoughts on Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and see, do you think they should go to the WNBA, given the fact that it would be probably a dramatic decrease in the money, as sad as it is for that, for me to say that, because I think Caitlin Clark raked in, like, what, $3 million this year or something like that in NIL, and I don't know. It just seems like them staying in college is better for the sport. Women's college basketball is top-rated right now. You know, it's off the chart, and they can make more money in college, in my opinion. I'm just
Josh, I mean, you're probably right, but they both are coming out. In Caitlin's case, I believe her boyfriend works for the Indiana WNBA team where she's going to end up going. That may be influencing her. And on top of that, she has probably already signed enough deals that will supersede what she would have made in college. I mean, I think it's a close call. With Angel Reese, she probably would be better from a financial standpoint to stay where she is, but she's not going to.
I agree. That's a good point. I didn't think about the deals and the endorsements. I didn't even put that into the equation. That's a good point. I appreciate it, Paul. Love
Thank you very much, Josh. Yeah, but you're right. The WNBA, now, you don't know, maybe with all this attention that college women's basketball is getting, perhaps it will help the WNBA, but we will have to check on that in a couple of months. Singleton is in South Carolina. Hello, Singleton.
Hey, how you doing, Paul? I got a two-part question. Who is the highest NCAA women's basketball coach pay-wise? And my second question is, what Kim Mulkey was thinking about putting, I don't know, I can't remember the young lady as a Gordon Clark. Why didn't she put Johnson on Clark?
I don't know that. It's pretty obvious the decision she made was wrong based on the way the game flowed, because that young lady just could not really crack a dent in Caitlin. I believe Dawn Staley is the highest paid women's coach at about $3.5 million a year.
Well, go Carolina. We're going to take it all.
Thank you, Singleton. You be well. We'll take a short break. We have a couple of guests remaining, including the starting quarterback of the Florida Gators, a little bit later on. We're back right after this.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we welcome all of you back here. Let's continue with more calls. And Ray is in Savannah. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Paul. I'm upset about the LA Times dirty piece a
against my little Southern sisters on the LSU basketball team, which was, as alleged, sexist, racist, and elitist. Furthermore, my Southern brothers and sisters who are listening, it was a manifestation of an anti-Southern bias, specifically the stereotype of Southerners as ignorant and low life. The LA Times can kiss my grits. Go SEC.
Yeah, thank you. Ray, a little backstory on that, too. Years ago, the LA Times was considered one of the great newspapers in America. It's now considered a complete and total joke. So it's not a surprise because they've laid off most of the people. Most of the better people there have also left to go to other places. And the apology just didn't work. Nobody cares about a three-day-old apology. I learned that when I was a newspaper writer. You can make a mistake and try to explain it, but when you eviscerate a program and the players and the coaches within the program under an opinion piece, what's there to apologize about? The only reason you apologize is because there was an uproar. 98% of the media agreed with Kim Mulkey, and then finally your bosses told you to issue something. I mean, there's nothing there when the guy did what he did. Catherine is up next. Good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. I just wanted to share some information about Arnold Palmer. He's, of course, very popular here in Central Florida and in Orlando, he and his wife. And my husband and I got to see him several times. First time was back in the 70s when he played out at the Citrus Open, which was at Rio Pinar, and it was on the east side of Orlando.
Right.
It was a pretty big tournament. Sam Snead and Jack Nicklaus and Lee Trevino and a lot of them played, so that was great. But he and his wife both raised a lot of money for charities and things here. They, in fact, have a hospital. One is Winnie Palmer, and that's for pregnancies and births, and they have a neonatal center. It's pretty well known. And then the Arnold Palmer Hospital is for pediatrics.
Right.
And I just wanted to share a little story. My son had a coworker who, unfortunately, his teenage son had cancer. And he was treated there at Arnold Palmer. And last Christmas that they got to share with him, the chefs from go to the homes and help to prepare a meal for the families. And so Wilfredo's family were able to be one of the persons that they helped came to the home. So Wilfredo didn't know who Arnie was, but in came the chef and this older gentleman, and the older gentleman sat down with Wilfredo and talked to him about his son and all, and said, he told my son later, he said, oh my goodness, he said, I had the nicest conversation with this gentleman from had something to do with the hospital where my son was being treated, and he described him to my son, and my son said, oh, Wilfredo, that had to be Arnold Palmer. So, and I guess they visited several other families, but I just wanted to share that. He was just an amazing person. There's so many stories. I started following him really in the 70s, and I don't know when he probably started golf. I guess maybe
Arnold, I think, hit the tour in the late 50s, and really his heyday was late 50s, early 60s, when he really was the biggest name. And then Jack Nicklaus came along.
Right. Well, back then, of course, you know, they didn't have much money because the purses were, and he would tell stories about, you know, where they slept in sort of, out of the way.
They literally were vagabonds, Catherine, because, to win a golf tournament back then, you might have won $10,000. And most of the golfers drove from site to site. And I've read a lot of stories about that. It was an amazing time. Thank you so much for sharing that story with us. E-Man is up next in Alabama. Hello, E-Man.
Hey, Mr. Paul, how are you today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good.
Got a, two quick questions for you. Just want to know what your thoughts on the spring game, Alabama's 8A, and the Final Four this Saturday on Alabama, Connecticut.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I mean, I'm hearing really positive things from camp. And I'm like all Alabama fans and fans of college basketball, I'm surprised and pleased that Alabama is in there. I don't think, short of a miracle, that they can pull the game off, but that will not stop me from watching it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your taking my call.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah, the spring games, we've already seen one. I think Auburn is this weekend. They'll start coming in a couple more pretty quickly. We'll talk about all of them in the next few weeks. We have a number of guests remaining, including Graham Mertz from the University of Florida. Zim will be here in a minute and update us on the news of the day.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.